joining me. He is the director for the Deschutes County Fair and Expo, Jeff Curtis. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate this.
I appreciate having me on. Always great to talk to you.
So you're new to the job here and new to the area as well, I understand. Tell me a little bit about your background, Jeff.
Yeah, brand new. Moved here. Just got off the airplane. I say just in February, but it's been a fast flurry of meeting people and getting to know the community. But I moved down here from the state of Alaska. I was the CEO of the Alaska State Fair and ultimately their fairgrounds, which is a private nonprofit organization responsible for Alaska's largest fairgrounds, its largest fair, about 300-acre property, and a fair that draws about 385,000 people over the course of 14 days. So did that for 3 years. But prior to that, I'm from the Northwest. I spent 25 years of my professional career in Portland, as the 18 of those years as CEO of the Portland Rose Festival Foundation, and a few other years in subsequent roles before prior to that with the Rose Festival, which is vast nonprofit, doing a lot of great events, air shows, parades, to help produce the IndyCar races at times, and of course our urban fair called City Fair down there on Portland's waterfront.
So it sounds like you're more than qualified to take care of the largest fairgrounds east of the Cascades. I'm sure you were aware of Deschutes County and the growth of the fair as you were in Portland, right?
Very aware, very aware from the peripheral. And then when I became even more aware when I got directly into the fair industry, this Rose Festival is kind of a festival and kind of in a little bit different space. But when you get into the fair industry, specifically county and state fairs, you talk to respected peers and you learn about things. And the shoots emerged in those conversations. Hey, it's just its pure quality of its property, in terms of the relatively modern it is, which is unique in the fair industry. It's only 25 to now 26 years old. So definitely learned about it in the context of just, wow, they have a great property over there. And then now I get the chance to actually be in the seat and run it. So it's just a great opportunity.
And you say you've been here since February. You hit the ground running. I mean, it seems like there's something going on at the fairgrounds every weekend, right?
Absolutely. There's over 275 different events over the course of a calendar year out here at the fairgrounds. It really is Central Oregon's gathering place because we can do small events of just 40 to 50 people to larger events, the 35,000 plus people on this property, and a whole host of events in between, whether it be catered events like a gala or a dinner to a rodeo, for example, the High Desert Stampede that was just here about a little over a month ago. It is a great premier spot. It's got lots of opportunities, different spaces for all kinds of different events.
Talking with Jeff Curtis, director for the Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, and Jeff, talking about new and modern right now, but plans for growth on the fairgrounds and that entire side of Redmond. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, I'm learning this on the job. It was one of those conversations, even as a candidate for the job, about what is potentially on the docket for East Redmond. And there's just a lot of great conversation synergy about with city leaders, county leaders, and what specifically that means to the fairgrounds is a potential expansion to the south of our current site on some state lands to acquire those. And so where we're at right now is kind of why we haven't acquired that property yet. Doing a master plan to what would that look like? How would we use it? And that would integrate what we already currently have with the vision of the future. And I think that's incredibly exciting. It's entrepreneurial, and it takes advantage of an opportunity to make it an even bigger and better property out here in East Redmond.
No, it's very exciting. I mean, I've heard plans or at least maybe wish list items about sports complexes and things like that. So and it's not like we're slowing down here with growth and things to do, and the fairground seems to be leading that way.
Yeah, it's going to be a balance of providing something that the local community can enjoy, not just in Redmond, but local being expanding in the Central Valley, that they can use it, but also as a major mechanism to drive tourism here for big, big tournaments and things of that nature, whether it's youth sports related or other types of events that need a much larger footprint. That's a wonderful opportunity to drive some significant economic growth. The airport's right here, right next door. It's just what a unique opportunity that I'm proud to get on board with, as there's been conversations prior to me arriving. And my job is to be a steward of those conversations and lead those forward, and at the same time manage the day-to-day operations of this fairground.
Jeff Curtis, the new director of the Deschutes County Fair and Expo Center, on the phone with me. And, of course, one of the crown jewels of the fairgrounds is the Deschutes County Fair every summer, last week in July, first week in August, depending on how the calendar falls. And I'm sure you're well aware of just all the logistics that goes into that. Share some of that with us as you're in the planning stages for this right now.
Yeah, happy to do that. So I get a question quite often. It's like, what are you most looking forward to in this new role? And it is our signature event, the Deschutes County Fair, because and most importantly, it is the signature event of the entire county. And it's a signature event of this region. And it's our event, meaning it's produced by the Deschutes County Fair Association and leadership of our fair board and me and my team. So it's kind of this personal pride to make this event very, very local, special event, unique. And so what I've inherited is a fair that's already very strong, very well attended. My job this first year especially is to kind of just pay attention and observe, to not make too many dramatic shifts in what's already happening, and take my 25 years of experience and kind of adapt as I learn the aspects of the community that are important, everything from 4-H to FFA to youth livestock programs to the music interests of this community to general event draws. So that's where that blends right now in the context of our fair planning. You can expect the Deschutes County Fair of the same type of elements you've seen in the past. I can say that because there's a lot of good things that go with it. And then the more exciting conversation is how will it adapt and grow in 2027 and beyond. But for now, we're just finishing our concert lineup piece, announcing those weekly, and then kind of building the fine-tuning of everything from security elements to parking elements to making sure the food vendors are all locked and ready to go. So we're getting close. We're less than 90 days now from it.
My goodness. Yeah, no, that's going to fly right up here for sure.
Yeah, for sure. No question. We talk about it daily in our office, like 90 days, let's go. Where are we at? But there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of details to it, for sure.
Well, you mentioned the concert series with free with fair admission. It's a great concept how that works out, and I've taken advantage of many great shows over the years. This season, already a couple of the country shows announced. Sarah Evans, longtime favorite, that'll be fantastic. And I really was very impressed to hear about Tyler Hubbard. I mean, I think that is just huge for the fair to be bringing in Tyler Hubbard. How did that come about?
Thank you. We're super excited about Tyler and Sarah. You know, it's a process. It's a process of how the routing works. It's a process of us making it ultimately a good business offer for these artists. In the case of Tyler, it was just the right. He was going to be in the region. And an opportunity, and we had to kind of show him put our best foot forward. Literally, it's like a sales process. Say, come to our fair. And fortunately, it all lined up. And boy, he has some significant success as a solo artist, coming off being a duet with Florida Georgia Line. So he's pretty special. And boy, we're lucky to have him. I always say that about our artists because it's a process. They can choose not to come to your event. And the fact that Deschutes County has got in its fair has a quality reputation of showing these artists a great time, and the fans can embrace that, I think that helps a lot. So I inherited a lot of these conversations kind of midstream because they take months. In the case of Tyler, he was pretty well on his way to signing before I got here, but Sarah was signed after I got here, and those other artists were announcing are kind of somewhere in between the process of me getting here and me prior to me getting here. So
I'm very excited, as I said, for Tyler Hubbard. Can you give us a little hint on what's coming up next?
What I can tell you is we're not done with country. I can tell you that. You can always follow up on our website at deschutesfair.com because there are some special VIP tickets available to the public that gives you kind of front row, front access to the stage, standing room shows, but gives you kind of the front part of the venue.
No, absolutely. I love it, and it's a great tease. You've left me wanting more, so I like it.
Good. That's my job. Leave you wanting more, and we're excited to have it and looking forward to welcoming the entire region to be at our fairgrounds.
Jeff Curtis, he is the Deschutes County Fair and Expo new director. Thank you for taking the time out. I really appreciate this.
I appreciate having me on. Happy to do it.